Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 17th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Ad Hoc Committee forwards recommendations to City Council. Slo County voter participation rate higher than state average for special election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy skies. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Paso Robles Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee met for a second time last week on Wednesday. The Ad Hoc Committee was presented with a comprehensive summary of issues raised in the previous meeting regarding food truck regulations in the city.
Piper and Katie did a great job of bringing up a synopsis of all the complaints drafting some recommendations based on input from community members at the last public meeting. And they drafted 6 recommendations that were then discussed on Wednesday night.
That's Councilmember Chris Bausch, a member of the Ad Hoc Committee, alongside Councilmember Steve Gregory, discussing the meeting with KPRL News. Chris Bausch highlighted 4 of the 6 recommendations sent to City Council for discussion. Food trucks must adhere to city noise regulations, including buying a compliant generator or using soundproof systems, limit the space of shade structures and tables. They must also carry a city business license and county permit if operating between a day and a year within the city, and private businesses must also carry a special use permit if they host a food truck for a private event. The Ad Hoc Committee asked staff to further research an ordinance that would require a minimum setback from public sidewalks. The last recommendation will also be discussed by council, which is to restrict food trucks from the city's downtown core to reduce conflict. Councilmember Bausch said he and Gregory did not see that this was appropriate. These recommendations will be discussed and approved or denied by the Pastorable City Council in one of its December meetings. Councilmember Chris Bausch told KPRL on Friday. San Luis Obispo County voter participation rate for special election over state average. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The County Elections Office has completed its 1% manual tally of voters for the past special election and is on track to tabulate all ballots by this afternoon. The latest unprocessed ballot report was released on Friday afternoon, with about 10,000 unprocessed ballots left. The Clerk Recorder's Office says these include the final batches of mail ballots, all provisional ballots, and ballots that require a voter's signature cure. The final report is expected to be released this afternoon by 5 p.m. The Elections Office also completed its 1% manual tally, confirming the accuracy of its tabulators. The Clerk Recorder's Office notes that voter participation across the county was well above the state average for this past special election. Slo County's participation was about 62%. The statewide average was about 50%. 96% of ballots in the county were mail ballots, and 4% were cast at the polls, the Clerk Recorder's Office says. The Paso Robles annual Christmas light parade will be returning to downtown Paso Robles on Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at 6 p.m., traveling north on Spring Street from 10th to 14th Street, then east to Park Street, and then around the downtown city park. This year's theme is Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. Paso Robles Main Street Association has announced the deadline to enter the parade has been extended to Tuesday, November 18th. The parade offers cash prizes of $100, $50, and $25 as well as ribbons to its winning entries. For more information, you can go to pasorobelsdowntown.org or call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. The City of Paso Robles announced there'll be a temporary closure of restrooms in the downtown city park this week. Restroom closures start today and will end Friday, November 21st. Work will include the repainting of interior walls and security gates, refinishing the wood doors, and resealing of the brick facade. During this closure period, public access to restrooms can be found across the street in the library's lobby. The Templeton Area Advisory Group, or TAG, will be holding its next meeting this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. TAG holds monthly meetings to solicit community input and provide feedback about proposed development and projects in the area. TAG's annual election is approaching, and any interested members wish to serve on the TAG board for 2026 must submit an application no later than January 22nd. 3 TAG delegate seats will be up for election in 2026, which will be held in March. TAG is also seeking to improve its outreach and will discuss various drafted flyers to do so. TAG meetings are in person only and are held in Templeton CSD Boardroom, 420 Crocker Street. In sports, for the NFL, the Jaguars beat the Chargers 35-6, the Bills over the Buccaneers 44-32, the 49ers beat the Cardinals 41-22, the Rams over the Seahawks 21-19, the Ravens beat the Browns 23-16. The Raiders and Cowboys will play tonight in Monday Night Football. In the NBA, yesterday the Spurs beat the Kings 123-110, the Celtics over the Clippers 121-118, the Warriors beat the Pelicans 124-106. On Saturday, the Lakers beat the Bucks 119-95. Tonight, the Clippers will face the 76ers, the Pacers will go against the Pistons, and the Hornets will face the Raptors. The Thunder will go against the Pelicans. In high school football for Game 2 of the CIF playoffs, Redwood from Visalia shut out San Luis Obispo 54-0. Liberty at Madera defeated Morro Bay 41-27. Arroyo Grande will advance to Game 3 as they defeated Garces from Bakersfield 42-29. And the Templeton Eagles will also advance, defeating Coalinga in a home game on Friday 40-14. In Game 3, the Eagles will host North High from Bakersfield this Friday, and Arroyo Grande travels to take on Tulare Union. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. Another storm moving into the state after storms in recent days left two people dead, swept away by ocean water near Big Sur. In Southern California, the cleanup is underway after widespread flooding. This man visiting from New York saw a tree fall in his rental car in Altadena.
I was just in total shock. I couldn't believe it. Of all the cars in the world, of all the gin joints in the world, of all the cars in the world, it had to be mine.
The bodies of a 7-year-old girl and her father swept into the ocean near Big Sur. Their bodies have been recovered. Four people dead, five rescued after a boat capsized off the coast of Imperial Beach. Angel Flores was fishing nearby.
Out of the corner of my brother's eyes, he ends up catching the guy. Like, he's just in the water floating. And, you know, pretty much, just, I guess he sees, you know.
Local fire chief says Border Patrol watched the boat cross into the U.S. from Mexico before it capsized. Eight people injured after a Chino Hills house exploded from an apparent gas leak. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot cut federal funding to the University of California system for now. The ruling also blocks the administration from issuing fines against the UC system over allegations of anti-Semitism and other discrimination. The injunction was granted to labor unions and groups representing UC faculty, students, and employees. They argue the administration is using funding cuts and the threat of cuts to silence opposing viewpoints. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. Delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Recent droughts in California pushed the cost of surface water for farmers and other users up by $487 per acre foot, according to a new study by researchers at the University of California, Davis. That's more than triple the cost of water during an average year. During dry years, we have really high surface water prices, and during wet years, we have really low water prices, said lead author Madeline Turland, a former UC Davis graduate student who is now an assistant professor of resource economics at the University of Alberta. The researchers found that greater use of California's aquifers to store surface water during the wet years could help stabilize water prices in years of drought and in turn benefit farms and the state's economy. This study shows why coordinating both sources matters. It can lower costs now and help communities and farmers better weather for future climate swings, Turland said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Rain this morning with mostly cloudy skies this afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight with about a 25% chance of showers with low 40s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, clouds on Thursday with a half inch of rain, showers Friday morning, partly cloudy on Saturday, then sunny on Sunday and Monday next week. Low 60s Wednesday, upper 50s Thursday, low 60s Friday, mid 60s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees with showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique, whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips. We take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Weight loss and diabetes drugs Wegovy and Ozempic are about to become more affordable. Novo Nordisk, which manufactures the drug, says it will lower the price from $499 a month to $349 for existing cash-paying patients. Online pharmacy LifeMD says new cash-paying patients on its service will pay $199 a month. The change follows the Trump administration's initiatives. Alphabet shares are rallying up nearly 4%. Berkshire Hathaway is taking a $4.9 billion stake in Alphabet. American Airlines, Delta, United, and JetBlue shares are all narrowly higher following the FAA's decision to lift flight restrictions that were imposed due to the government shutdown. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Calco Safety has a work clothes deal for you. In the corner of the Albertsons Shopping Plaza in Paso Robles, Calco Safety will sell you the Bonanza work boots at 15% off and then give you a long or short sleeve work shirt and a free pair of leather work gloves and throw in free safety glasses. Do the box stores do that for you? Tell your friends to shop local and get their work outfit at a huge discount. Calco Safety in the corner of the UPS store in Paso Robles.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Outstanding gas prices, too. That helps. That's nice. All righty, 238-5775, which you can text that as well. 238-KPRL to come in and, well, chit-chat about almost anything. Yep.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like KPRL. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like KPRL. It makes me a jolly good fellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like
the Morning Exchange.
Indeed. All right, coming up, holiday safety tips from Ross Porter from the Paso Robles Fire. He will be in. Then, of course, Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy that. This afternoon, of course, Susanna, she lives over on the coast, so hopefully the roads where she lives, she can get out of that muckety muck driving around the bulls and the cows and everything else. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Well, one of the questions Chris asked me today when I came in was, well, how was it? It was almost perfect. Almost perfect. The six flights, all aisle seats. That's pretty good, isn't it, Chris? The aisle seats?
Yeah, that's really good.
Though
I don't mind the window seats, personally.
Well, if you know that you were going to be staying in your seat, which I always do, and I'm assuming you do, too.
There was one time I had to get up and use the restroom.
Okay.
But just once.
All right, so that was good, and there was just an hour delay on the flight, my second flight from Denver, and the pilot made up, and we landed in Baltimore just 20 minutes after schedule. So that was good. It was good. Everybody was nice and stuff. However, there was one little flaw when I got to the baggage area in Baltimore. Now, keep in mind, I was going to my nephew's wedding, so I had to have some pretty nice clothes. You know, the dress shirt, the tie, a couple pairs of dress slacks, shoes, the whole, you know. So as I'm going over to the area to pick up my luggage, my name is announced on the loudspeaker.
As it usually was when you were in school, I suspect.
Well, that's for that's for different reasons. That's for different reasons there. And I go, okay, what's going on? So as I'm walking over to where the you know, they said meet over, and I saw the lady there, and I looked, and my bag was shredded.
Whoa.
The cover of the bag was shredded. It was shredded so bad that the lock I had on it was missing. Now, keep in mind, this was a disheveled-looking bag anyway. I've had it for about 25 years. But it worked. Okay? It just didn't look stylish. So, as I go over there, I'm just thinking, well, it's a good thing I got in a day early because it'll give me time to go to the store and get some new clothes. Nothing was damaged in the bag. Everything was in there. It obviously looks like it got stuck in something and just chewed up the cover of it. All right, so what do I do? I've got a brother waiting for me outside to pick me up. And this lady was just very, very nice. She says, we have a bag for you. Okay, that's great. How much? No, it's free. We damaged your bag. It's free. Whoa, this is nice because I really needed one anyway. So she gets me one. And I realized when I opened, I said, this is too small. It's not going to fit what I have in there. She goes, okay. And she gave me another one, a gigantic one, which is more than I needed. So I got this brand new bag. And it was, and this only took about 10 minutes. Again, this lady was fantastic. Just very helpful and very nice sense of humor and so forth. So that was it. And that wasn't even a blip, really, because, you know, it was only 10, maybe 15 minutes to do that. So it was all good. It was all good. New bag, arrived pretty much on time, no issues and so forth like that. And it was good.
About as pristine as airport experiences go, based on some people's accounts, I suppose.
Well, everybody was on their P's and Q's on the flights and everything like that. And so, except for one lousy stewardess, she was just a miserable lady. She had no business dealing with people. She didn't, I didn't have anything to do with her, but the people, because you can just, she snapped at everybody. And these people weren't being jerks or anything like that. She was just snappy. Here's your water. Here's this. Here's, I mean, just like, and she barely fit in the aisle, too, by the way, which didn't help me. But, when you fly, they send you these things on a survey.
Yeah, sometimes they do that.
And I thought, I wanted to remember her name and just, I forgot her name and then I didn't even do the survey thing. But she was just a miserable, miserable person. I don't know what she's doing in that business. I don't know. Well, maybe she had a bad. I don't care if she had a bad day. She's paid to do her job.
Right.
She's paid to do her job. So, anyway, but other than that, because again, it had no effect on me. So, alrighty. So that's good stuff.
Interesting coincidence. When I was coming back from my flight, this is nothing major, but while I was in Phoenix, or I was flying from Houston to Phoenix, then Phoenix back to San Luis Obispo. Right. On my flight from Houston to Phoenix, I was sitting next to two people who were going from Phoenix to San Luis Obispo. And they lived in Paso Robles, and they graduated high school a year after I did.
Did you know each other?
No, I didn't know them at all, but it was just an interesting coincidence. Well, we were on the exact same flight.
Well, coming back to San Luis, it may happen once in a while. I haven't, once in a while I'll recognize somebody there, but not that often. So, anyway, another great thing on the flight coming back yesterday from Baltimore to Denver. Because all of us that fly, that sometimes your connecting flight is, 20 miles away at the gate, right?
I mean, sometimes, yes. I've been lucky before. I've had gates right across from each other.
Well, this is basically what happened yesterday. Just like I landed at gate 52, no, 49, and then my next flight was at gate 52.
Oh, excellent.
It's like this is almost, it was almost too perfect.
Waiting for a bad omen at that point.
Well, as I mentioned on the air before I left, I was not hoping for, but I was just mentally prepared for the worst. So if anything decent happened, I'd be happy.
Right.
But I got a new bag. I didn't have to walk far, and people were good except for the beast, and it was good. It was good. So there you go. All right. But as I was going to the airport, I just said, I can't wait to get home. I had a good time, but I said, I just like to be home. That's it, All right, let's see here. I got a email, and it has to do about something here, obviously. Kevin Will, blah, 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 blah. Oh, here it is. Food truck issue. Good morning, Kevin. Hope you enjoyed. Yes, I did. Thank you. All this hullabaloo over the food truck is a waste of time or grandstanding. One simple question. Who's going to enforce any of the rules? Well, it's not only a simple question, sir. It's a very good question. I have no idea. I don't know if I'd call it grandstanding. If it was an issue that enough people brought in front of the city officials or even the council themselves, at least they are responding in some way. If they didn't do anything, they'd get hammered for not even bothering to discuss it. So at least they're doing this. You know, we had people call in when this first came up, and there was, I don't know if there was a consensus on if this is needed or wasn't needed, or is it really as bad as some people, or was there just one or two people who were just, you know, making some noise?
But there were certainly a lot of people who had something to say about it either which way.
Oh, at the meeting?
Yeah, no, I just mean like calling in and at the meetings and stuff like that. So if people have something to say on it, that means in some way they care about it. So why not look into it?
Right. So that's why I would disagree with this gentleman that emailed in and said grandstanding. I don't think that the city council, they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're responding to the public. Now, whether it's connected with me, you, or anybody else, but this does affect, and I'm assuming, quite a few people here in the city. So, but yeah, I'm with the other part of this, though, enforcement of the rules. You know, we've had a couple of occasions where the rules aren't being enforced, so, well, let's get rid of the rule. Okay. And who's going to, I don't know. So, thank you for that email. I appreciate it very much. Also, let me see, my personal, no, I don't even know who this stuff, these things start up again. Okay, so the election results, and this is, I'm still trying to find out the percentage of, or Chris, did they, I know everything isn't complete, but was there anything that you saw in the release that broke down the percentage from each major party?
There was not for the unprocessed ballots report that they release regularly, and the release they made, they did not break it down by party.
Okay.
And I don't know if they'll do that in the final report, quite honestly.
So they're expecting a little bit more. The election office expects participation to hit about 65% to the compared to what the 62 that the release that Chris got. So that's pretty good. Statewide average of 50% for such an important issue is, again, pathetic. And then also it gets down to some other statistics, include that the mail ballot cast 66 were sent via the post office, 20% cast using an official drop box, and 14% were dropped off in person. And in terms of ballots counted to date, 43% were from registered Democrats, 36 from registered Republicans, and then 15 from registered no party preference. It's California versions of or version of independent. 4% from registered American independents, 1% from registered libertarians, and less than 1% each from voters registered with Green and Peace and Freedom parties. So again, I'd like to see the actual, okay, so you had a pathetic output from the, or showing from the Republicans, 36 registered in this county. And what's the overall number, though? The overall number. This is not good. And so I'm also wondering that the voting in person doesn't seem to be picking up any momentum. Or maybe it was just because it was this just one issue. I don't know what the numbers are from the presidential as far as people voting in person or even dropping off in person. I can't remember that stuff. So maybe if some of you have thoughts regarding that. But again, as I mentioned before I left, the Republicans that sat home or didn't do not even home anymore, you can just drop it in a box and stuff like that. I don't want you on my ball team. Especially when it was, you know, 2 minutes to go and we needed you. Don't want you. Don't want to participate. You know, the old saying is, and don't complain, but they will. And they'll probably, many of them will lie to their friends about not saying they didn't vote. That's the way many people work. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice as we head towards the holidays. Just, again, a little heads up. You know, obviously some people that have the sound offs and the other shows, they're going to be taking some time off, so we will adjust appropriately and have our usual specials, most of the time seasonally related. obviously, you know, particularly on Thanksgiving. I'm not going to do specials about the 4th of July on Thanksgiving. But, you know, some of the day, like New Year's, which, does anybody care about New Year's? Chris, you a big New Year's guy?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
It's another day off.
Just another day off. Another day off to do whatever you want and stuff like that. Yep. But, you know, people take it and pretty seriously. So the food trucks, the voters, and what else did we have here? Something on the, I thought I saw a text come in here. Oh, by the way, for those of you on other shows you listen to and you're using the text, give the folks some, let me see here. What should I say? Give them some time because they have to get used to it. They have to get used to looking over here on the other side and the doing that. So they're not ignoring you because they're just because they don't care about your text. Is that they're? It's just another little something here they have to get used to because between the phone, the email, or something else, and now this on the screen. Because again, like anybody, whatever you do for a living, you get used to having focus on one particular area. And then something new pops up. You're not used to the rhythm of looking over from this side all the time and thinking over there. So it'll take a couple of weeks for everyone other than myself, because I've had the advantage of doing it first. So anyway, little leeway. They don't hate you. They're not ignoring you. They're just trying to get used to another new mechanism here at the amazing blowtorch with all its technology and so forth and so on. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Paso Robles Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee met for a second time last week on Wednesday. Councilmember Gregory's and Bausch were presented with six recommendations made by staff based on feedback from the previous meeting. Recommendations include noise regulation adherence, shade structures, carrying permits, and restricting food trucks from the city's downtown core. Recommendations will be discussed by the full City Council in a meeting in December. The Templeton Area Advisory Group, or TAG, will be holding its next meeting this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. TAG holds monthly meetings to solicit community input and provide feedback about proposed developments and projects in the area. TAG's annual election is approaching, with three delegate seats open for 2026. Applications must be submitted no later than January 22nd. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 50s, it's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Ted Linder. The FAA is ending flight restrictions ahead of the busy Thanksgiving travel season.
The FAA is ending flight reductions at 40 airports across the country. The cuts began earlier this month during the government shutdown due to safety concerns over staffing shortages. The initial reduction was 4%, but that later increased to 6%. And more than 4,700 flights were delayed. Over 150 were canceled.
And that's Fox's Marion Rafferty. In a powerful atmospheric river moving through California, leaving at least six dead and five-year-old girl missing. This after she and her family were swept out to sea. It caused flooding and mudslides.
There is a lot more rain that's going to be on the way in the next few days. We are expecting another 1 to 2 inches widespread throughout Southern California. This will also move up to Northern California in the coming days.
America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. It's everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday in November. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
13 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 11, the Broncos beat the Chiefs on Sunday 22-19 for their eighth straight win. The fifth field goal of the day for Will Lutz sailed through as time ran out.
We haven't kicked a ton of field goals this year, which is not always a bad thing. It's been hard to get into a rhythm this year just because we've kicked one or two field goals a game, and I've been waiting for a game like that.
Denver and New England share the league's best record at 9-2. In the NFC, the Rams won their fifth in a row, shading the Seahawks 21-19. LA turned four interceptions into two touchdowns and are now 8-2, as are the Eagles, who fought off the Lions 16-9 in primetime. Bills overpowered the Buccaneers 44-32. Josh Allen accounted for six touchdowns, three with his arm, three with his legs. Bryce Young threw for a franchise record 448 yards as the Panthers clipped the Falcons in overtime. The Dolphins nipped the Commanders in OT in Madrid. Texans topped the Titans, and the Bears squeaked past the Vikings, both on game-ending field goals. Steelers slammed the Bengals but may have lost Aaron Rodgers, who sat out the second half with a left wrist injury. Mason Rudolph filled in nicely, and the defense had a pick six and returned a fumble for another score. Ravens turned back the Browns, spoiling the pro debut of Shedeur Sanders, who came on for Cleveland after Dylan Gabriel suffered a concussion early in the second half. Packers, Jaguars, and 49ers were winners. NBA, the Jazz outran the Bulls 150-147 in double overtime. Lauri Markkanen had 47 points. College hoops, number one Houston held off number 22 Auburn, 73-72 in Birmingham. NHL, Penguins shut out the Predators 4-0 in Stockholm, Sweden. Sergei Mereshov stopped 21 shots for his first NHL win and a split in the Global Series. That's Monday Sports.
And the NFL week is not over, of course, with Monday Night Football, and the Raiders will take on the Dallas Cowboys, 5 o'clock from Compass Media. We'll have it for you right here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. They are locally family-owned and operated business that offers traffic control services, all kinds. Visit them. And let's see here. Well, 91% chance of more of that wet stuff coming this morning, then remaining cloudy, of course. Highs in the upper 50s. And considerable clouds, probably another chance of rain again throughout the morning into the through the day. Now, it'll taper off a little bit. Let's see here, down to about 24 to 25% in the early evening, around 8 o'clock or so. And then we'll have clouds with maybe a 20% chance of rain overnight into Tuesday morning, but the clouds remaining. And for Tuesday, we'll have a high just around 60 degrees. And again, partly cloudy. Wednesday, some clouds and sunshine, low 60s. Maybe some rain coming back, about a 75% chance on Thursday, mid-50s. And Friday, maybe some AM showers, about a 50%. Low 60s on Friday, partly cloudy. Saturday, mid-60s, same. Sunday with sunshine, and sunshine mostly sunny a week from today as we get ready for that nice smell going through the house of that gobble-gobble thing. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:42 a.m., 4:56 p.m. We are at 52, and last I looked, we had some rain. Of course, it would have to be outside the studio, and you hear FM Jocks currently outside, right now outside the studio. No, it's 52 with some light rain, at least in this end of town. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and sell traffic control equipment. Go online, avilatraffic.com. All right, 9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Something to think about as we get close to the season of giving. Yes, indeed. Well, let's see here. As we do check in to see what critters may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Well, you know, it's raining, so they know what to do. They find comfort usually after they walk in the mud and get wet and stuff and walk on your white carpet. They like to do stuff like that. All right, Chris. Here we go. And I have a feeling I may have done this one before because I don't have anything crossed off, but we'll give it a shot.
All right, I'm ready.
This is a world record, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The longest hiccuping spell lasted how long?
We have not done this before.
Okay.
Let's go for a year. Pathetic, huh?
I you know, when I look at this, and they don't give you any, you know, Wikipedia stuff on it. It's just one line. It doesn't say when, who, or, you know, anything scientific involved, but let's just say 1 year is laughable.
All right, let's go for a lifetime. Let's say about 60 to 70 years.
Okay, that's a much better guess than a very smart guess, because it says the longest hiccuping spell lasted a whopping 68 years.
Whoo!
Now, again, since they don't give any other information, I'm just assuming that it wasn't 24 hours a day.
Hard to say, but I can't imagine trying to sleep with that kind of thing.
I don't know. It sounds like an assignment I may even give to myself today just because of stupid curiosity. Is that I guess I shouldn't say I find it hard to believe. All right. So anyway, 68 years. My goodness. Gosh.
Just drink some water, man.
Somebody slap him upside the head or scare him or something like that. Gosh. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here in the at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Just simply visit AtascaderoGunShop.com. 7 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. I got a humdinger today. Yes, indeed. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open, breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, here it is. What city? What city is the most mentioned in song? What city is most mentioned in song? And I'm not talking about Stinking Gap, Tennessee, or some small city like that. This is, you know, it's a major city. What city is the most mentioned in song?
I don't know if this is a hint or gives it away, but are we talking about the U.S., or does this extend beyond our borders?
I'm just talking about the United States of America.
All right.
America, right here, in the good old USA, son. All right, the most mentioned city in a song. That's very lovely to have your city mentioned in a song. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kansas City. Yeah. Kansas City.
Ah, you caught yourself, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're still wrong. See ya.
Smooth.
Yeah.
But a good job correcting it yourself.
I sensed the man had a sense of humor. So, you know, instead of, you know, because he got a ha ha ha. So, anyway, but I would have given him credit because he caught himself. I mean, that matter of fact, I should. No, I'm not going to qualify him anyway. Hi, good morning.
New York.
No.
That was going to be my answer, so now I'm second guessing myself.
Well, you're going to have to probably third or fourth guess yourself. That's my guess. Folks, you ain't heard nothing yet. Hi, good morning.
I have heard it. Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, Georgia. Let me see. Who was that? James. Sonny James. That's who you're thinking, right? So the country singer. Hi, good morning.
Kansas City.
Everything's up to date in Kansas City. Kansas City, which, by the way, Wilbert Harrison's song is, I think, is the best for Kansas City. The Beatles covered that, too. Not as good, though. They did good covers, but nothing close to the original Wilbert Harrison. And then Roger Miller had Kansas City Star. That's who I are. Hi, good morning.
Chicago.
Chicago. Nope, not Chicago. Not Chicago.
Wowee.
I know.
Getting a lot of guesses here.
Well, like I said, this is something else. Something else, folks. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, San Francisco.
I left my not San Francisco. It's the other one. San Francisco, Flowers in Your Hair, a terrible song by that guy. I forget his name.
No.
Hi, good morning.
San Francisco.
Nope, not San Francisco. Really big shoe here. Let's see here. This one has over 1,000 songs. And let me see. Let's see here. We still got minute and a half to go. Hi, good morning.
New Orleans.
No, not New Orleans. Not New Orleans. Good morning. You're on trivia.
Dallas.
That's a question. Don't it's just. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Los Angeles, L.A.
No, but it's among the top five. Among the top five. Here's my hint. All right. Why are you laughing?
I don't know if you'd hear that. What's the hint?
Long distance information means nothing to most people. Hi, good morning.
Nashville.
Nope. Nashville cats clean country water. Nashville. Long distance information. That's my hint. And I think my only hint. Hi, good morning.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yep, ranked as the most mentioned city in the world, citing over 1,000 songs that mention it. All right, sir. It was the hint, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Of course. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Little Johnny Rivers there. May I have your name, sir?
Chuck Lundquist.
All right, Chucky, we got you down. Got to go. Thank you very much. Stay safe on the roads.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Pastorable's annual Christmas Light Parade will be returning to downtown Pastorable Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at 6 p.m. and this year's theme is Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. The deadline to enter the parade has been extended to Tuesday, November 18th. The city of Pastorable's announced there'll be a temporary closure of restrooms in the downtown city park this week, starting today and ending on Friday. Restrooms can be found across the street in the library lobby. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, then mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
They don't have a list of the favorite ones, but one of mine is Maybe It Was Memphis by Pam Tillis. All right, so you have Memphis, New York, Los Angeles, and states: New York, California, Texas, then Tennessee, in those orders. So, Two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board certified master arborist. How about that? 24-hour emergency service when you need it.
Number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's